plans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Mug Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us once again here on Lightspeed. Steve Starrs here with you, along with Etheric Dave. And, Dave has been working on something that's quite good, and he's compiled a pretty good evaluation of the Tea Party situation and what's gone wrong with it, telling you exactly what's really going on by pointing out the discrepancies in logic. And I don't want to speak too much about this because Dave's got a nice clip, something that he's written in response and also recorded for the show. So, Dave, you tell us a little bit more and get us into this. How's that?
All right. Good deal, Steve. Yeah, I got a letter from the Tea Party Saturday. I get this every week, talking about America's restraint is remarkable. And I was like, well, this ought to be interesting. So I read through that, and all it talks about is all the terrorism everywhere and how America has 270 million guns and terrorism. Like, you know, this is kind of missing the boat. This is ridiculous. So I felt that I needed to reply to that. I didn't expect it to turn into what it turned into. I don't really have a lot of time these days to sit and actually compile an email from start to finish without a bunch of interruptions. So over the past few days, I've been working on it, and it turned out to be a whole lot more than what I had intended. So I'm going to share it with you guys before I send it. This is my draft. I'm not quite ready to hit send, but I think I'm just about there. So I'll enjoy it, and we'll talk about it when we get done. Here we go. Restraint. Restraint from doing what exactly? 270 million Americans all out on the streets with their guns hunting Muslim terrorists? That idea is just daft for so many reasons, the least of which is restraint. The last thing any of us want to see are open gun battles on our neighborhoods, at least those that haven't had their brains melted. Even if there was anyone messed up to violently lash out against terror, who do you even kill? And what hope would there be in that actually solving the problem, when in all likelihood it would make things far worse, just like it has with the actions of this government having taken so far? Since you brought up terror, let's talk about terror. First of all, what is terror? An applicable dictionary definition of terror is violence that is committed by a person, group, or government in order to frighten people and achieve a political goal. So we have to ask then, what is the goal? Has anyone ever really said, or at least said something that makes any sense? They tell us the goal is to cause terror in the USA. So, cause violence to frighten people into causing more violence, just because it seems like a good idea? To what end? There is always a reason. Does anyone think the people that are willing to do such horrific things would have a second's pause about lying about why they're doing this? In fact, wouldn't it stand to reason that the more sneaky and evil and underhanded you could be, the more effective it would be? So let's throw out all the stated reasons as unreliable and potential nonsense. If we do some analysis, we can start to piece this all together. To understand the cause, we can study the effects. Hibono, to whose profit? And who is made to pay the heaviest price? Since you brought up 9/11, we can use this as a case study. There is a lengthy list of interesting financial things related to the attack itself and all of the following events. Too lengthy to get into them all here. Things like the purchase of World Trade Center towers by Larry Silverstein and the subsequent insurance against terrorist attacks right before the attacks. Buildings that would need a very expensive asbestos removal at that. The large stock put options put on the airlines right before the attack, the missing gold in the basement of the towers, on and on and on. It was announced the day before the attacks, so the Pentagon had lost track of about $3 trillion. That's a trillion with a T. It seems pretty clear that there are those that knew this was going to happen. Whether or not they were full-on involved, who really knows? Does it even really matter in the end? Does it change what's happened? This is all blamed on pissed-off Al-Qaeda Muslims with box cutters acting under the command of Osama bin Laden, who was actually a CIA asset with the code name of Tim Osman. The alleged mastermind then conveniently hides out in Afghanistan, convenient because the invasion plans of Afghanistan had already been drafted. All of this to go after what we were told were about 100 terrorists? And from there began an ever-escalating war on terror, adding country after country, costing trillions more. If you do believe all of that, then at the very least we can say they botched this job in epic fashion. This has been the longest war in our nation's history, and it shows no signs of being over anytime soon. The military-industrial complex and defense contractors have made huge profits from all of this. The TSA and all the body scanners have made their cronies even more money. Whenever there have been events like the underwear bomber, they're always walked right around security. Get on the airplane anyway. TSA was tested 100 times, seeing if weapons could be smuggled onto airplanes. They failed not once, not twice, not even 20 times, but 97 out of 100. What exactly are we spending all this money on? So we get molested every time we travel? The 9/11 attack was a justification for legislation like the Patriot Act, the NDAA, and all this other stuff that have eroded our freedoms severely. But hey, they hate us for our freedom, so we solve this by getting rid of those. Does this make any sense? And now we torture people because we have to find things like nuclear weapons of mass destruction that never existed in the first place? The administration knew this and proceeded anyway. How about we ponder how much damage has been caused on the other side of the planet from all of this? We used to get beat about the head and shoulders with all the numbers of how many we've lost over and over, but never do we talk about the millions that have been killed in the last decade and a half. The countries that we claim are the terrorists have been demolished, and now an epic refugee crisis has been created. And it hasn't solved anything. It would be common sense that if a nation or group was to attack the U.S., that there would be retaliation in mass. Would this be something that the alleged terrorists would have been too stupid to know? Knowing what hell would rain down on the people around them, why would these people willingly sign up for this? What about all the terror from the sky with all the drone attacks? On average, a couple dozen innocent bystanders are killed for every suspected terrorist. This level of collateral damage is okay. Bombing of schools, hospitals, weddings, and funerals have become accepted practice. What cowardice! And this is what the rest of the world sees as our government does all of this in our name. And the people have gone along with it all, or at least that is the picture that has been painted for us in the rest of the world. Ask yourself, who has been causing all of this fear? It seems obvious to me that the people that are getting terrorized the most are the ones that our government and media have accused of doing less than what we are doing to them. The Clinton email scandal has revealed that the State Department was smuggling weapons out of the consulate in Benghazi to our stated enemies, Al-Qaeda and ISIS. At the very best case, they are playing both sides against the middle. And she isn't in jail? In fact, she's running for the highest office in the nation. See any problem here? The corporate-controlled media has been spinning everything towards this agenda and outright lying about a great many things that have allowed this to continue for way entirely too long. We have been lied to so many times we don't trust a word that comes out of them anymore. They read their scripts to please their masters while betraying the public trust. Let's talk about reasons for restraint that really are. We are sick of being lied to. We are sick of the jackboot thugs shooting first and asking absolutely no questions. Police have killed many times more innocent people in our country than the terrorists have. Through abuses of civil forfeiture, they have stolen more from us than the criminals have. Well, except for the banks. Speaking of the banks, they killed our economy with all their fraud and outright theft. When it all blew up in their faces, the people, against our wishes, were forced to pay for their mistakes, so they can keep right on doing more of the same. Tax breaks are given to corporations to outsource our jobs. This 5% unemployment figure is nonsense when the actual labor force participation figure is only slightly more than 60%. We couldn't hope to shovel cash into a blast furnace faster than all the government waste gets rid of it. The debt keeps increasing, as well as the irresponsible spending, to the point there is more debt than the entire planet is worth. And their answer to this? More debt. We can only protest in government-approved free speech zones, otherwise we will be brutally dealt with. We thought this right was immutable, and it is, as long as we don't speak out against the powers that be. We aren't allowed to collect rainwater or grow gardens where we want. We have the government forcing us to buy health insurance and take vaccines and medicines that are toxic. Not all medicine is bad, but enough of it is with a list of side effects a mile long that are hugely profitable and causing great harm. We aren't allowed to know if we're eating genetically modified food that has all sorts of problems that we aren't allowed to talk about. Our public water systems are allowed to be toxic to save a couple of bucks, so they can go waste more money on themselves? There is no more Fourth Amendment right, and everything we do is being spied on. It's nearly impossible to have a conversation about anything without our electronic government chaperones along for the ride. And nothing is done about things like spam, malware, and identity theft. Makes one wonder. We are forced to pay more in total taxes than what we are allowed to keep for ourselves. Also, it can be wasted on everything but what benefits the people. Now that the Panama Papers have come out, we can see how the corporations, leaders, super rich, and everyone else does everything to avoid paying their fair share. They expect us that work paycheck to paycheck and meal to meal to foot all of the bills. We have known this for a long time, but having the proof right in front of us certainly builds anger and forces us to confront an uncomfortable truth. We are told that if we want things to change, to go vote. But our votes don't count for much. When the party doesn't like the people choosing a non-establishment candidate, they just override the will of the people. Also, we get more of the same. Whether it's superdelegates or brokered conventions, the result is the same. The media fabricates an illusion of support that does not exist. Trump and Sanders fill venues, and Hillary, who should be in prison, can barely fill a room, and we're expected to believe that everyone wants that? Really? I don't think so. Outright election fraud is at epidemic levels, and we have little hope of ever having our voices heard. All of these are painted into racial and gender divides, getting people to fight with each other while the criminals have their way with our system. So far, it's not working as well as they'd hope. George Soros dumped $30 million into trying to turn Ferguson into an all-out riot. They try to paint Trump as a racist by sending provocateurs wearing KKK hoods to cuss him down. This doesn't really make any sense, especially when you see the black skin sticking out from some of those KKK costumes. There have been moneyed powers dumping huge amounts of gasoline on the fire, trying to create violence in the streets. Maybe all of this is to kick off an armed revolution so it can be put down. If there's one thing this system knows how to do, it's how to kill people. They have enough guns and ammunition to kill all of us several times over. The information age has made it very difficult for the system to lie to us like before, yet they keep right on trying and rubbing it in our faces. Our government treats we, the people, as the enemy these days. What are they so afraid of? What will happen when we all figure out the deception and finally decide to do something about it? Our planet has been poisoned by things like the BP disaster, the California gas leak, Fukushima, etc., etc. Our government has been stolen away from us some time ago, a little bit at a time, over a very long while. This system certainly isn't what we were taught we were supposed to have. This government doesn't serve we the people. It is for sale to the highest bidders with very ill intent. All of this just scratches the surface. There is way too much more here to get into it all. We have so many more pressing problems in this green screen terror theater to really piss us off and give us a real reason for restraint. Our nation, even our world, hangs in the balance. At some point, there will be a breaking point. It may not be far off. Guns are not going to win this. Keyboards and microphones will. If we try to fight the battle they want us to fight, we will lose. Maybe the good of what this nation, we the people, are, is what has held this off for so long. I'd like to still have hope that somehow we can come together in common purpose and put out these fires. The entire world is on fire and the situation is dire. It is time to stop listening to the propaganda being spewed at us from every orifice and start thinking for ourselves. There really isn't any time to fight each other over such little things while the world around us burns. That has been amazing restraint. Now it's time for some amazing action. We can all be the heroes we need and write the next chapter, or we can sit back and complain and let it be written for us. And that is that.
Well, is that a mouthful there?
Yeah. Like I said, it turned into more than what I had intended.
Right.
And I'm going to have to re-record that because I didn't really realize the audio quality wasn't where it needed to be until after I'd recorded everything and then I was clipping content. It's like, oh, I don't have time to do it. It's 3 o'clock in the morning already, you know, good grief. So it's like, I thought I was going to be in the West office today and wasn't going to be here, so I wanted that to be able to play in my absence. You know, so I'm sitting here trying to rush through it, and, you know, I didn't do a sound check before, and it's like, ah, that's not good. Like, you know, and all that stuff. So, you know, I'll re-record it.
Yeah, well, let's do that, and we'll play it again, and I'm thinking about putting it up on a YouTube, you know, so that that can get out even further, because a lot of people share those exact same analysis. I wouldn't call them sentiments because I guess that's not the right word. I mean, this is analysis, friends. That is not a feeling. That is not an I get. No, this is what you're looking at here, which is what is happening. These people in the Tea Party. Of course, I went to some of the big Tea Party movement rallies in the very beginning. I got some great footage there. And I knew at that time there were some people who were very interested in saying, okay, we've got situations like 9/11. This goes back, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago now. And people were asking questions about what was going on with the government. But you could tell at that time the idea that taxes and Obamacare and all these other things that the government were pulling on the people. Of course, it's only one portion of the pie, Dave. But the reality is a lot of people really weren't looking at the whole picture, and they were sort of being stirred up, of course, over a common concern, which is taxes. That's what the Tea Party was all about. And you could tell eventually there really wasn't going to be a sincere determination to get to the bottom of things like what you just did with that that piece of analysis that you did.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it was the taxed enough already, and now it's turned into the terrorized enough already.
Right, and they want to add to the terror. You know, it's obvious that, like you pointed out, I mean, you know, the terror threat that's out there is nothing compared to, what is it, the 745 people who've been shot dead in inner city Chicago, a city that's not supposed to have guns since the first of the year or whatever. I don't know what those numbers are, but they're huge. I mean, we're losing Americans in the inner cities to this stuff rather than the problems overseas. Oh, well. Hey, we will be back. Short segment coming up next. Stay tuned to Lightspeed.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joke? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Back to Lightspeed, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website at RBN, which is actually republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org, Dave, and that's where they can find a lot of great stories. And, of course, we could use the help with the network here, keep you in touch. We have a lot of things going on here. It's getting more intense even as we talk because things are coming along. I'm glad to be here. Of course, it's always an honor and a privilege to be with you folks, and you guys are a really good audience. And Dave, should we take some calls maybe and some comments on your letter and your expose there? That's a possibility. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. Hey, I'm always willing to take feedback because this is a draft. So, you know, I would certainly be willing to include anything else you guys have to say in there. The reason I shared it is to kind of give you guys a little bit of inspiration to do the same darn thing. Every one of us needs to get out there and start talking to people and start, you know, trying to wake people up and get them to see some logic behind this and maybe get over some of this divide stuff. Because if we don't hurry up and come together, we're going to be in a whole world of hurt. And I don't want to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely what's going on. You know, there's no question about the fact that if we don't make choices, they'll be made for us, friends. I mean, whether you like that or not, you know, you're going to have to live with the ramifications of it. Well, our phone number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Visiting the chat room, a lot of good conversation. Do appreciate that, folks there. And I'm sorry we don't get to as much of it as we could. Visit our chat room at lightspeedradio.chitango.com. Good article that was posted here on the human-animal chimeras. Are they chimeras or chimeras? How do you pronounce that? Chimeras? Chimera?
I think it's chimera, but...
I think you're right, yeah.
We could call it anywhere, you know, anything we want. It doesn't really matter. We know what we're talking about, right?
Right. Animals and human interbreeding, intermixtures of genetics and things like that. And this article is from Biomedicine by Antonio Rigaldo, January 6th. And that's today. So MIT Technology Review, it says, braving a fundamental plan to put in place by America's top health agency, some U.S. research centers are moving ahead with attempts to grow human tissue inside pigs and sheep with the goal of creating hearts, livers, and other organs needed for transplants. The effort to incubate organs in farm animals is ethically charged because it involves adding human cells to animal embryos in ways that could blur the line between the species. That's your chimera.
Okay. Hey, that's where man bear pig came from, Steve.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You see, you learn something every day, Dave. But last September, in a reversal of earlier policy, the National Institutes of Health announced it would not support studies involving such human-animal chimeras until it had reviewed the scientific and social implications more closely. The agency, that's the NIH, in a statement said it was worried about the chance that animals' cognitive state could be altered if they ended up with human brain cells. I think it'd be lowered, to be honest. Well, I'm just kidding. But anyway, the NIH action was triggered after it learned that scientists had begun such experiments with support from other funding sources, including from California's State Stem Cell Agency. Okay, here we go, friends. Another one of those genetically modified nightmares that they're playing around with and trying to now breed, or let's put it this way, grow human livers and hearts and other organs inside animals to plant inside you. And, of course, you know, that could also affect the animals as well. Oh, my gosh. Point being simply is that we are looking at some trouble there, okay? So that's a quick examination of an article that was posted by one of our good friends in the chat room, and I am listening to a lot of things that go on there, and I wish we could give it some more time. But it's hard to do a radio show and keep up with the chat room because there's so much going on there, and you will either blow it one place or the other, and in my case, both, Dave. So you know, I trust it.
Yeah, I know all about being spread too thin.
Right. But anyhow, we're glad to put as much information up as we can. And, of course, that's what this is all about on the radio here. And we'll talk a little bit more maybe about what they're attempting to do in stealing the election and the nomination process, the way they're going around this. And there's been more hanky-panky, as you might imagine. They're trying to whittle away all these things and get into that a little bit. Because, friends, obviously, they're putting a whole lot of money in trying to stop us from getting our government back. That's a clear indication of something very wrong. They don't have any solution. Just stop us, see? We'll get back to that after the break. Stay tuned to Lightspeed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed, Monday through Friday, right here on RBN. We're glad to be with you, of course, and we are dealing with a lot of things, as we always do. Glad to have all of you along and talk a little bit about things. And as I mentioned before, you know, I think a lot of people are cynical about the election process, and I certainly can't blame them. And I didn't vote for Nitwit Romney. I didn't vote for John McCain. Not all elections are the same. And you have to look at what's happening. And I think it's very evident to me and from what I've seen that we are looking at the New World Order elitist, globalist, sicko, psychos, whatever you want to call these people, Luciferian occultists, Illuminati, I don't know how many names you want to dig up. I think what you're looking at is clearly a case of where they want to continue to rape the country. And they don't want us getting it back. Black and white, day and night here, friends. I mean, there's absolutely no question in my mind as to what's happening. They want to run one of their dupes under a Republican label. Could be Jeb Bush, could be Paul Ryan, could be Nitwit Romney. Again, I doubt him, but who knows who they're going to dig up. Maybe even John Kasich. But the point is simply this. They want to keep somebody in there who will continue their agenda. I do not think it's going to be Ted Cruz because I think he's got too much. Puppet, you know, imposter who's out there right now. And, oh my gosh, this man's entire past is fabricated by the CIA. Barry Sotero, that's the one I'm talking about, the imposter president. So, I mean, I guess it's okay for the Republicans, but anyhow, the point is simply this, that they do not want you to get your country back. It's that simple. This is a no-brainer. It's not about racism. It's not about fascism. It's not about personalities. It's about control of who's going to actually help the country and who isn't. Who just stumbled on something that was broken, decided to roll up his sleeves and get involved to see if he could fix it. You know, you might get a real arrogant kind of a fellow with his camels rolled up in his shirt sleeve, driving a big truck and everything like that. He might be the biggest obnoxious person you ever have seen.
Well, don't you have to be president? You got to have a big ego.
Yeah, you do. You do have to have a big ego. But if that guy pulls over on the side of the road when everybody else is passing you by and says, I'm going to get out of this truck. I'm going to brave this situation. I'm going to go help that person. You have to say, I mean, there's a guy who does things, you know, who cares about his fellow man enough to really get involved. Maybe he likes being a hero. I don't know. But you see where I'm going with that, Dave.
Well, it's something different, at least. I mean, yeah. The establishment is panicked over Donald Trump, and that just kind of gives him a couple points in my book. He seems to be consistent. You know, when you're listening to him on the TV, when he's talking, it doesn't really sound like it's scripted. It sounds, you know, a lot more organic. And I'll take somebody that is actually, you know, consistent and honest about what they think, even if I don't agree with them, because at least it's a known quantity. I'm tired of these backstabbing liars telling you what you want to hear and doing exactly the opposite.
Right on. Yeah, right on. And that's where we got to go. We got to find somebody who could at least be a human being in this position and does actually care about the country, or seems to anyway. I don't see why anybody would want to risk their life when you got billions of dollars in golf courses and a beautiful wife and jet airplanes. Why would you want to do it? I mean, think of the danger you're putting yourself into. I mean, yeah, maybe it is ego, but I mean, some people like to be the hero, you know, and will be the hero at times, because that's the kind of people they are. Okay, well, I've said enough. Is Frances waiting for us to get to her, Dave? Is
yep.
That what okay, well, Frances is back again. Frances, are you there?
Well, hello, you two.
Hey,
hello.
Hello. I may have mentioned this before with you folks, but I have no idea, so you can tell me if you've heard this before. But when you talk about chimeras and the blending of human genes with who knows what animal genes or whatever to produce certain effects or so forth ad nauseum, I'm wondering if people ever thought to think that whenever they go to Egypt, a lot of people like to go there for a tourist trip when they're going on vacation or something, right?
Yeah, well, if I'd have been there, I'd say yes, but I'd love to go there. You're right.
Okay. And you had, like, the big pyramids. You had, like, the Sphinx and who knows what else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know something? I think that the generations of people that existed back at that time, or whenever the Sphinx was created, was trying to send a message to the future generations of humanity. Do you know what that message was?
Don't mess with the genes.
Bingo! Oh, you got the brightest star in the class, my dear. Yeah, because, quite frankly, that's an example of how things can get up.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think people really realize that, yeah, you can do, I've also heard the commentary that, well, Mother Nature does genetic engineering all the time. You know what? They're absolutely right. Except for one difference. When nature does it, there's a harmony and a sequency about it that, where genes are supposed to go, they go. Where they don't go, that's forbidden. But now when humans start messing around the gene pool, they start ramrodding, genes here and there, wherever they'd like to ram them, just to, come up with something new and different, or whatever the case is.
Right.
Regardless of whether they claim it's for health or just for their amusement, for that matter. So, when people start complaining about they're having a problem with this or a problem with that, well, contemplate what you're shoving in your pie hole and where it's coming from, how genetically sound it is, and so forth, ad nauseum, and then do something about it, especially when it starts affecting your physical health and psychological health or who knows what. So, just a couple of thoughts of sentiment for you. I may have already covered this with you. I don't recall.
No, I think you did, but you're right about it. You know, I've heard comments about the centaurs, you know, from mythology. You've seen a lot
there
of
you go.
Things. Even Pan, you know, with the goat feet and everything like that. There's been so many of that. You see these in old ancient sculptures, elephant men and stuff like that. Yeah, there's been a lot of this kind of stuff, and of course this goes back, even if you like the biblical story of what happened before the flood, you know, the Nephilim, of course, and this, it can be covered by a lot of other places as well. I mean, there are things such as the stories of, from the Book of Jubilees and some of these other, what they call apocryphal writings of that time talk about all the genes, I mean, and all the damage that was done to all the animals in those days. I mean, it wasn't just man, they were messing with everything. And,
oh, yeah.
So, yes, it's...
Well, in a sense, this does sound kind of awkward maybe for some and way out there for others, but if you stop to think about it, we're living in Atlantis all over again because, quite frankly, what do you think they did? What do you think the people in Atlantis did? They messed around the gene pool and just so they could have some subordinate workforce beneath them doing what they wanted and whatever so they could sit back on their tushy and just, you know, eat, drink, and be merry and not have to worry about squat. And yet, nature turned around and said, all right, kiddies, you want to play that way? Guess what? Try this on for size. And essentially, they sunk themselves in the ocean.
Yeah. This is the dawning of the Age of Atlantis. Age of Atlantis. You remember that song? Man, Fifth Dimension.
Oh, that was, never mind. Yeah. Never
okay.
mind.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to digress into some silly humor.
Oh, that's not an issue. Now, you realize I have purposefully avoided the political voting tripe and so forth because, quite frankly, to me, it's almost become like a waste of energy to even discuss it because it's like the what you call SOS, and I'll leave it at that. Oh, you
yeah.
got that one, did you?
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah. It is downright pointless. I don't need to direct energy toward it, because one thing I don't need is the energy vampire sucking at my neck or
yeah,
some
but,
other or
but
the body.
Didn't you tell me that your husband voted for Trump in North Carolina?
Do what now?
Didn't your husband vote for Trump in the primaries in North Carolina?
No.
He didn't? I thought he did. I thought he was going to go out and do that.
No. We would have had a discussion if he had a...
Oh, you wouldn't let him, huh?
Well, no, he can do what he wants to, but it doesn't mean he's not going to get an earful from me.
Well, maybe he snuck out. I don't know. I was going to say. You know,
no, he went out and voted at the primary. The only thing he's lucky about is the fact that I did not protest at the recent primary.
Ah, okay.
Only because I was busy with some other things that had to be taken care of. However, when it comes to November and all that, you can bet your little tushy or big tushy or whatever size it is, I'm going to be protesting it.
Protesting voting?
No, I'll be protesting the voting, the election.
Oh, well, you know, I think you should
local
protest,
poll.
But I think what you should do is go out and check do the math on the entrance polls, exit polls, numbers, and stuff like that.
No.
If you don't like the election, find problems with the process.
Nope.
Okay.
You know why?
Again, you know, why?
Well, the reason why I say why that is because, one, there's already a problem with it. It is all rigged.
No matter
what you check, it's already going to be fabricated to start with.
You know, you can rig an election, a close one, with Diebold, I call them Liebold machines, and various other means of doing things. But you got to remember that what you're dealing with, let's look at the last election. You had Nitwit Romney versus the sock puppet Barry Sotero Obama.
Oh, gosh.
The one before that, you had John Insane McCain versus Nitwit, imposter Barry Sotero Obama again. The one before that was John Kerry and George W. Go back to Al Gore and George W. I mean, we've had a lot of elections where any way you pick, you're going to get either one side or the other of the New World Order agenda, right?
Well, so, that's just it, though.
The so-called New World Order,
or the power elite, or whatever you want to call them, generally call them morons for that matter, they already had their puppet in charge picked out already.
See, but I don't think they're that smart, Francis. I really don't.
They don't have to be smart.
You're
missing the picture. They do not have to be smart. They have a sickening amount of money at their command or whatever. And they already had their puppet in charge picked. It's not a matter about how smart you are. It's a matter of who is controlling who, what, when, where, how, and why.
You see, I think people allow themselves to be controlled because they don't see what's going on. That's what's happening in this election. Right.
And all the election is about is to see the general public, who they thought put on the best acting job as far as being out there in the public view is concerned, running for a so-called office.
Well, you know, I would disagree to some extent. Having seen a lot of elections, I'm not going to say that anybody's perfect, but I am going to be saying that there are some people who the New World Order can't quite control, and they're doing everything they can to stop this individual. They're not offering any solutions. They're not offering any solutions. There's nothing there that's attractive that they have except for more rape of this nation. Vote for and destruction
in
this nation.
Maybe that's the whole idea behind allowing this particular character to go up there with the absurd amount of money they have to do what they're doing and drawing as much attention and complaining about, well, so-and-so is stealing my votes, all this garbage, because it's all pompous dog and pony show.
Well, you know what? You may absolutely be right, Francis, but I have a feeling that they can't operate a psyop quite that big. They're not quite that much in control.
Manure.
Now, I don't think so. I think you give them too much credit.
Uh-uh.
I think you overestimate the power of the New World Order's agendas. I don't think they're that many steps ahead of us. I think
they have been in practice of this for at least 100+ years.
Thousands of years. But they have always had so many instances in human history where they slip through the cracks, you know. They're not God, okay, and they make a lot of stupid mistakes. They sure try to be, but, you know, they don't have it all sewn up, and, you know, even, you know, if you go to the long-term look at this whole thing, even the beast of Revelation is not going to be able to control everything. There's going to be certain places that are going to slip through his hands. He won't be able to do anything about it.
Well, there's this, however, the question is that who decided what the beast of Revelation was supposed to look like?
Well, we already know that what he should look like.
Not necessarily.
Well, I do. I have a little bit of information. You can actually.
Beast of Revelation could be a blooming computer.
No. We know exactly who he is.
Oh, really? Then go ahead and lay it on me.
Okay, I'll tell you what to do. Go to Steve Starr's Free Your Mind conference and I will explain to you exactly who the beast is, because I know. I actually do. And I'm not kidding around. I know exactly who I'm talking about. Look at that first, and then you'll see. There's all the information you need. I've done a lot of homework on this. As a matter of fact, I very rarely even talk about this on the air because
I've talked to Dave
about it. Okay.
When are they planning on having everybody embedded with a microchip?
Well, that's coming, but right now they're trying to get the cashless society going, and that's going to happen first.
Hey, well, wait a minute.
That's coming.
You know
how? It is. Yeah.
Whenever people go in the store and they're willing to swipe a plastic card compared to flipping a currency bill, even though it's a Federal Reserve note and not legitimate for that matter, they're actually advocating a cashless society.
You're right. I agree with you, too, about that. Yeah, we should go back to cash. We should get Ben Franklin. You know, Ben Franklin, the only president.
Well, at least it's better than the plastic swiping of a microchip card. However, if you really want to have a decent society, as far as economics goes, go back to silver and gold transactions, for crying out loud. I mean, the Federal Reserve knows it's better than nothing.
I agree with you 100% there, too. Silver is
there's a problem with the silver and gold thing, because all the powers that shouldn't be have been buying all of that up. So we decide, okay, we're going to get rid of all this fiat currency. We're going to go back to silver and gold. They have it all. So we just, you know, feed right more into their power. We need something else.
Yeah, we can work with a commodity index. There's a lot of things we could solve, but you got to get a hold of this system first, you know, and that's the key thing.
Well, then try bartering.
Well, bartering might work, but, you know, my old Nike tennis shoes probably are not going to buy a hamburger at McDonald's. They might get me thrown out.
Get your feet there okay without getting a splinter or a sand spur in it.
Right, yeah. I mean, bartering's good, but it's the key thing is kind of going back to the knuckle
really
grinding.
Hey, I'm stockpiling toilet paper, so when it all falls apart, I can at least barter that. Nobody thinks about toilet paper.
That's right.
Know something?
Yeah.
You're nailing it, Dave. You're nailing it, and I've not heard anyone do that yet.
Well, I mean, we'll keep it open. Gotta run. Hey, thanks, Francis. Be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Well, hey, welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the show today. And we got some good links posted in the chat room. One of them that I was noticing just a minute ago that we ought to look at is something along the lines of the program we did last Friday. You know, everybody watched this video about uncovered information on who is shafting us. That's the people that serves the slaves with respect to the BLM and the refugee situation. Or the refuge, I'm sorry, refuge situation in Oregon. Another good video up there that's posted. You can take a look at that, and we're going to try to get that, interview up that we did, with, Fred Kelly Grant. That was really excellent on that, Dave. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff, and stay tuned. And, you know, one thing that I was going to point out, though, that it looked as though they had spent something like 83% of the $4 million in the Wisconsin race, particularly designated to trying to stop Donald Trump. That was all it was about. They don't offer anything other. There's nothing there, friends. They're not giving you anything in an alternative. They're not telling you about anything, but just stop these people from getting their country back. We want to keep raping the United States. You know, I mean, this is what's going on out there. Something's very wrong with this election. When you spend 83% of the money, you know, well over $3 million on trying to fight a candidate rather than promote one. You know, I mean, you talk about negative campaigning, Dave. I mean, this is pretty evident that that's what's going on here. And it's pretty obvious to me that something is happening. They do not want us getting our country back. And that's what I'm
saying. Of course not. Yeah. It's all ridiculous. Right. And, you know, I do have to say that Francis has some good points about it. I think the whole thing is really pretty much, you know, a scam, whatever you want to call it. And the reason I'm kind of following this last one here is we're really outlining just how fraudulent this is to everybody. Anybody that was living under the illusion that we had a vote, a choice, you know, anything like that, it's all going to be gone by the end of this when we start suffering through Hillary Clinton at the end.
Yeah, that's what happens, and I hold the Republicans responsible for that. She should not be walking the street.
That was the plan all along. That's what they said at the Bilderberg meeting. Hillary will be the next president, and we'll see whether or not they get their way.
Yep, and you know, there's an old saying among the New World Order old guys who used to say this. They'd say, you know, you have to be careful when you start a war or a revolution because you never really know how it's going to turn out. And they don't, friends. They don't. They're not that smart. They can be taken down. It's pretty obvious what they're doing. And I'm saying, look, if you don't want to get into the game, then okay, just sit on the sidelines and get out of the way, because the bottom line is, you know, we can take things back if we try, and if we're awake enough and paying attention. It's not going to be perfect.
It's not. they are just fumbling around in the dark. They're bumbling idiots about so many things. They're panicking about little things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you know, slipping through their fingers right now, and they're panicking. I mean, you can see it. You know, they don't have as much control as you would like to think. You know, this government is inept. You know, they can't, you know, catch real terrorists. They can't do anything effective. All they can do is just lie and scam and cheat and lie some more. You know, so they don't really have as much control as what they would like us to believe. That's why they need us to go along with all of this stuff. That's why the propaganda is there to trick us into just going, okay, well, nothing we can do about it. That's how it's always been. Stand down. Well, we're not going to stand down. We're sick of this.
Right. Absolutely. And we're going to stand up is what we're going to do. Thanks, Dave. Give us a send-off, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Well, be the hero you need to be in your life. Get out there. Do something interesting. Bring people together. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay safe and stay free.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Just so happens that the little occulted satanic tradition utilizes different aspects of numerology, and they have certain ritualistic seasons. One of such ritualistic seasons is the season of sacrifice, or what I would like to dub as the season of satanic death ritual. The gist of it is, it's fairly predictable to show that on significant days,